Hello. excuse me. My name is Emily, and I have been a college student here at First Press Berkeley for the last 4 years. But I'm a graduating senior, and a month from now, I'm pretty sure I won't even be in this hemisphere, let alone in this church. I'm an Arabic minor, and I feel God's call on my life to be in the Middle East, and I'm following that call. Sometimes boldly, you know, God, I'm ready, I believe, here I go. But a lot of the time, I honestly feel insane. And I know that I look insane to a lot of my friends. I'm thinking of uprooting my life, leaving everything that I know and love, moving halfway around the world because God called me. Yes, I am. I could stay here. I could get a wonderful job in DC or even in the Bay Area. But God has called me to be part of His story, which is so much bigger than my own, and has given me an identity in Him. And because of that identity, I am not afraid. Which, okay, is partially true. I'm afraid a lot. I'm moving, I don't know what's going to happen, I'm leaving everything, what if I have no friends? There's just the whole panic spiral. But underneath that kind of roiling surface of fear, I am deeply, perfectly certain in my identity in Christ. And I take that certainty, that identity, with me wherever I go. You have been the vessel through which God has built up my identity in Him. I came into my time at Cal with sort of the framework of that identity. You know, I grew up in the church. But that framework has been filled in through all that you have poured into me to become a foundation of stone. God has graced me through you with a home in the 242 house, where every Sunday evening, the eight of us sit with our guests around our like massive picnic table in our dining room and eat the food that we've made together. You know, chili, stir fry, gourmet pizza if we're feeling fancy. And reflect our identity in Christ back to one another through laughter and prayer and sharing our stories. God has graced me through you with consistent relationships with people of wisdom and faith. This has been made manifest with just incredible regularity throughout my 4 years at Cal, and was evident just 2 days ago when, in a time of crisis, graduating is hard, guys, I met with my focus partner, Janice, here in the prayer garden. We talked through the things that were troubling me, and Janice recalled me to my source of identity and strength in Christ, praying His peace over me during this season of study and discernment. In a month's time, I will likely be ripped out of every identity that I have built over the last 4 years and over my lifetime. Student, daughter, friend, proud Cal Bear. But God has given me an identity that cannot be shaken. He has looked at me and said, Emily, you are mine. And because of that, I am not afraid.